Irish band U2's recent online project with technology company Apple caused a storm of online controversy. The project gave free digital copies of U2's new album, Songs of Innocence, to all Apple iTunes members, about 500 million people, an Apple gift. But a considerable number of members saw it more as a violation. Katie Weaver has more.
The band has a huge following. Millions of people love it. But just as many people may not like the group, or may not have even heard of it. This became apparent recently when U2 teamed with Apple. In doing so, U2's new album, Songs of Innocence, was given to all 500 million iTunes subscribers. Sounds like a good idea, right? Well, maybe not so. Much of the public reaction on social media criticized the album giveaway. Many iTunes users say they did not like that the music was forced on them. Some web posts called it an unwelcome surprise. Some tweets even mocked the band's philanthropic image. Apple quickly answered the widespread protests. It provided users with a tool to help them easily remove the album from their iTunes library. U2's album may have been free for listeners, and users did not have to pay to remove it. But for Apple, the incident was far from free. Apple reportedly spent up to $100 million for the marketing campaign. But despite the backlash, U2 and Apple are pleased that the music is out. U2 leader Bono spoke to an Irish radio station about the backlash. He called it overblown. He said the project was a success, except for a technological problem. He said the music was supposed to be available to all iTunes users, but was downloaded to some devices by mistake. I'm Katie Weaver. Words in this story. Subscribe. Verb. To pay money to get a publication or service regularly. Mock. Verb. To laugh or make fun of someone or something. Philanthropy. Noun. The practice of giving money and time to help make life better for other people. Backlash. Noun. A strong public reaction against something. Now it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.